Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Right after the clock hit midnight last night, dock workers from Maine to Texas started walking the picket lines, including here in our area, starting a strike that could lead to massive supply chain issues again if it drags on. Workers are striking over wages and the automation of some of their work. Wade Foster is on the picket line at the Port of Elizabeth. He's one of the thousands of members of the International Longshoremen's Association that's striking today.
Oh, this is comfort. That's all this is, comfort. We want comfort because we want a contract. We want enough embarrassment to go to these owners because they've been making this money for years. 46 years I got. It's about time we get ours. We don't want to price ourselves out of the market. We just want our worth. That's it, our worth.
The U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents the port, said some movement had been made in the talks last night, but no deal was reached. Governor Hochul released a statement overnight saying New York has been working around the clock to ensure that, quote, our grocery stores and medical facilities have the essential products they need. Mayor Adams' attorneys have already asked for the federal corruption case against him to be dismissed. Now they're asking for an investigation into what they say was about a year's worth of leaks from the Justice Department about the mayor's case. They say the steady drip of information has made a fair trial impossible. Meanwhile, news today that another top advisor is resigning from the Adams administration. Tim Pearson, one of the mayor's closest confidants, submitted his resignation last night, just weeks after federal agents seized cell phones, documents, and cash from his Long Island home as part of the Adams investigation. Pearson is not being accused of doing any wrongdoing in the case, but he was already facing scrutiny. He's facing multiple lawsuits accusing him of sexual harassment, and his role in a brawl at a migrant shelter last year is being investigated. For continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, make sure you stay with 1010 Winds here on 92.3 FM. Well, we've been telling you about the alarming number of unfounded threats against schools on Long Island just since the start of this school year. In Nassau and Suffolk County, there have been 60 since the start of September alone. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman tells 1010 Winds, especially since the school shooting in Georgia, they're taking measures to help keep schools safe.
We have over 400 schools in Nassau County, and our Homeland Security Department of the Nassau County Police Department, they make rounds every day to all the schools.
Blakeman says today they'll be announcing new resources, training, and tools that county police can use to try to stop incidents before they happen, find those who make the threats, and handle any situations that may occur. Blakeman said he also encourages the public to work with police, and if they see something, to say something. The Archdiocese of New York has now filed a lawsuit against its insurance carrier, Chubb. It says Chubb is refusing to pay victims of sexual abuse cases that were part of the scandal that plagued the church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan said in a letter to church members yesterday that Chubb claims it was not obligated to settle the claims because the abuse of victims was, quote, expected or intended by the church. Cardinal Dolan is asking in the letter why they would make such a, quote, egregiously false claim. Dolan said that the Archdiocese had settled more than 400 cases not covered by insurance, but said Chubb is trying to avoid paying about 1,400 more. A guilty plea is expected today from a former FDNY chief accused of bribery. Federal prosecutors say 49-year-old Brian Cordasco took tens of thousands of dollars in kickbacks to let building owners cut the line for mandatory checkups on fire systems and alarms. Another former FDNY chief, Anthony Sacavino, is also charged in the case. Both men had pleaded not guilty at their arraignment 2 weeks ago, but Cordasco appears to have had a change of heart. A Brooklyn bar owner who says he was shaken down by someone connected to a top member of the Adams administration is telling his story.
Shamel Kelly said his problems began 2 years ago when NYPD officers began harassing him about noise complaints at his Coney Island juice bar, even though courts never upheld any violations against him. Kelly became part of the federal investigation into former NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban after a former community affairs aide to Mayor Adams connected him with Caban's twin brother James, who Kelly said offered to take care of his problems in exchange for $2,500. Kelly never paid Caban, but said he was forced to close his business earlier this year. An attorney for James Caban said he denies any wrongdoing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.